The title of the new Freedom Health study sums up its major finding. It's called Gaining Ground, Women's Rights in the Arab Gulf. Senior researcher Sonia Kelly says it updates a similar study the organization conducted 5 years ago in Bahrain, United Arab Emirates, Kuwait, Oman, Qatar, and Saudi Arabia.
The results were quite encouraging in the sense that we are noticing that women's rights in the Gulf are on the march. Even though this is still perhaps the most restrictive region in the entire world in terms of women's rights, we are noticing that women's rights activists have successfully pushed for change in many instances.
Some of the most visible changes for women, Kelly notes, have been made in Kuwait.
Throughout the region, we have noticed that women have gained many more rights and opportunities in terms of their economic empowerment. So we have seen 5% improvement in terms of working women in Kuwait. So in 2003, only 46% of working women were employed, whereas now 51% of working women in Kuwait are employed.
Kuwaiti women have also made significant political gains. In 2005, after a three-decade-long struggle, Kuwaiti women finally won the right to vote. Dr. Lubna Alkazi is a professor of sociology at Kuwait University and a key activist in her country's women's rights movement. In her section of the Freedom House report, she says getting the right to vote was a big accomplishment for the women of Kuwait.
There's so much that has been done as far as having a women's committee, women now as ministers on the municipal council, which is also very important. So you've seen that representation has increased after we got the right. Some laws have been put on hold or even revoked when we have lobbied enough, and I'm sure if we didn't have the voice, we wouldn't have been able to do that.
Oman is another Gulf country where women have recently achieved basic rights, according to journalist Rafia El Talay. She notes that despite ongoing discrimination, Omani women have still managed to make gains in higher education, the workforce, and the political arena. She herself was a candidate for Oman's parliament in 2003 and lost by only 100 votes.
It was a very empowering experience for myself and also for other women who were encouraged for next time too. We were only 15 women candidates in the entire country in 2003, and there were 20 women who ran for the next elections.
Women in other countries, notably Bahrain and the United Arab Emirates, are also enjoying new rights, says Sonia Kelly.
In countries such as the UAE as well, even though the country itself is very restrictive in terms of its political rights and civil liberties, they have introduced a very limited voting process for their federal national council, and women for the first time were allowed to vote for elected bodies in federal national council. One woman was elected and 8 additional women were appointed for this body.
Despite these gains, the contributors to the Freedom House report conclude that much more progress is needed for women in practically all aspects of social, economic, and political life in the Arab Gulf states. This is especially true in Saudi Arabia, where women are still fighting to receive basic rights. Dr. Eleanor D'Umato, a widely published expert on the country, says that while women in Saudi Arabia have made some progress over the past 5 years, they still have a long way to go.
At the end of 2007, the long-standing bans on women checking into hotels alone and renting apartments on their own were lifted by royal decree. And at the same time, a woman-only hotel was opened in the far, far, far outskirts of Riyadh. But women still have to produce a guardian's permission before they can board a flight for international travel. Despite repeated announcements of judicial reforms, access to justice remains a problem for both men and women, but it's a bigger problem for women. Women still don't have the right to drive a car.
But despite continuing inequalities, Sonia Kelly says she remains hopeful.
Overall, we do see a lot of discrimination and unequal treatment. However, we are pleased and encouraged with the progress that has been achieved so far, and we hope that women's rights activists, now that they have gained momentum, will have tools and opportunities to push for further reform.
While the new Freedom House report focuses on women in the Gulf states, study director Sonia Kelly points out that women's rights issues merit attention far beyond that region. Part 2 of her report, which will focus on women's rights in the Middle East and Africa, is scheduled to be released this fall. Julie Tabo, VOA News, Washington.